travel writers often say or write typical things like, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Fill your life with experiences, not things. If we were meant to stay in one place, we'd have roots instead of feet. Or even, the best part of traveling is the journey home. Well, for those of us who can't leave home and can't travel, none of these adages really quite hit home for us, do they? Sure, a trip can be awe-inspiring or life-changing, but this can only happen when we actually go on one. When some of us are stuck here at home, when we're buried under piles and mountains of work, unable to go anywhere, grinding through yet another same old day doing the same old stuff, well, receiving pics from friends on vacation coupled with endless tales of adventures and just how wonderful it is to be away from reality? Now, those friends may have good intentions, hoping to share the joy and the great views, but the truth is that sometimes all that inspires is just envy, jealousy. Those who are lucky enough to be away from here may have forgotten, but right now here in Seoul, it is so hot that we don't even want to be inspired to do anything. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Stella Jung starting things off for us today with her song Reality Blues. Now, I mentioned this yesterday, but another reminder. Today here in Korea, it is Jungbok, the midpoint of the so-called dog days of summer here in Korea. And you know what? It is indeed not disappointing us. The seasonal divisions, it is very hot. Temperatures peaked at 34 degrees Celsius or 93 degrees Fahrenheit here in Seoul. Now, of course, this may not sound like anything to those living in hotter climates, but it's just not the kind of temperature that Seoulites are usually used to. It's unusually hot. It is really the peak of a heat wave for us here. I mean, definitely growing up in California, I was used to well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit at the peak of summer. Yeah, definitely so. But coupled with the little underlying like 50% humidity, woohoo, it's a doozy here. Hot, hot, hot. Now, it is a tradition on Jungbok to eat healthy foods, hearty foods like samgyetang, which is Korean chicken soup, or grilled freshwater eels, right? Lots of powerhouse of protein there. Or fresh seasonal fruits like watermelons are commonly recommended for this day. And I'm sure some of you guys noticed, I got my watermelon going on right now. What did you all have for lunch today? And if you didn't get all of these powerhouse healthy meals, maybe you can be inspired for dinner time. And for those of you tuning in from other parts of the world, what are your go-to summer dishes? I'd be kind of curious to kind of get a roundup of a nice menu going on, a global menu. So tell us all about it, as you also tell me where you are and what you're doing while listening to today's OFD. Don't forget to also send in any song requests if you have any. And of course, as usual, feel free to share your saeunder, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything else as well. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. So, message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day, and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It will cost you 50 won to send an SMS and 100 won to send an MMS message. In part two of the show, we'll be joined by Professor Cynthia Yu for our Tuesday segment, OFD and Chill. Stick around to find out which movie or drama she will talk about today. I will be back with the Global Roll Call after another song. This is a new one. It's a new and improved version of Papingsu by Billy and Yun Jong-shin. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now, it is 5:22 p.m. And we have a peak, temperature peak here. This summer is definitely the hottest it's been all summer here in Seoul. Anyway, I'm sure it's been hotter in other parts of the country, but here, 34 degrees was the peak. And boy, does it feel hotter than that. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is the Global Roll Call time, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to our show, of course. Where are you? Listener, here I am, 023-0203, writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lina. It was a super hot day, without a single cloud in the sky. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Oh yeah, you know those lack of clouds just make it that much hotter. But beautiful, that's for sure, it is a nice day. Taro-chan writes, 누나, 하이용. I feel so heavy all day today. I'm struggling to keep myself awake. I'm reminded of my junior year in high school when we went to Jeju for a school trip. Because my friends and I stayed up all night playing games the night before the trip, I literally walked around with my eyes closed all day. Good times. I love it. You know what I love about that anecdote is you're having a hard time, you can't barely keep your eyes open, and out of your, I don't know, suffering, you are actually recalling a wonderful memory. I love that. Oh, remember it was this hot and I was so tired. Good times. I think that that's going to be like my little inspiration for the day. Whatever is bothering me or annoying me, what kind of trigger of a good memory can that possibly inspire? I like that thought. Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, Hi, Nuna. So glad to hear the official announcement for the new releases. The photos are also gorgeous. I'm on my way to meet an old friend of mine at my hometown. It's been almost 10 years since I've been there. Excited to see what has been changed since. Ooh, that is exciting. Visiting your hometown after 10 years, I find that the biggest thing that's different for me is I find that everything looks smaller. Things that used to be so big. Hey, that building seems smaller. My school seems smaller. Even the kids at the school seem smaller, even though I was one of them. But I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of nostalgic kind of moments. Well, have a safe travel to your hometown. KYB702 writes, I'm going to go get my chicken. Yep, chicken. Chicken is very widely considered to be the menu of choice for a lot of people here for Chungbok, especially chicken soup. Very healthy way to eat it. To beat the heat, we have to fortify our bodies. JSJerry76 said, I had yeomputang with some fresh octopus. Now I feel energized. Ooh, yeah, nakji yeomputang, a very delicious clear soup made out of very, very fresh lightly blanched octopus. That is also a fantastic powerhouse of nutrition. Good for you. Taipei Warren says, it's very hot too in Malaysia, 34 degrees Celsius. Ah, yes, we have kindred spirit temperatures here in Malaysia. Amir Jamil writes, hello from Pakistan. Thank you so much for checking in with us. And Moklesar Rahman says, don't worry, I am with you from Bangladesh. Now I'm unwell. Please pray for me. Oh no, so sorry to hear you are under the weather. I do hope you feel better. We're all rooting for you. And even though you're sick, you took the time to say hello and check in with us at OFD. Thank you so much. Get some rest. All right, let's look at what song requests we have. Let's see, we have Mizan Rahman, 23857, saying, hello, dear Lena, how are you? I am fine, and I like OFD. And asks that we please play Bam from Momoland. All right, well, I think this is a great energetic request, and we're inspired to pair that with another automatopoeic girl group song. So let's listen to Bam by Momoland and then follow it up with Dumdi Dumdi by 여자 아이들 or G Idol. That was 여자 아이들 or G Idol with Dumdi Dumdi. And before that, we heard Momoland with their song, Bam! Now we have a Kong listener, Kong ID 12379-1831, who writes, 아, 저 처음 듣는데 영어로 진행하면 되는 건가요? 네, 맞습니다. Yes, it's her first time tuning in, his or her, and is asking, is this show in English? Yes, it is. But I'm sure you got that by now. Welcome to the show. Hope you stay tuned because we've got a great playlist. Now, listener Kelly writes, when I read the news that you are set to release your summer single at the end of this month, I was like, aw, at the end of this month? But there are like 2 weeks left. And I thought, wow, I hope these 2 weeks pass by quickly. So I'm checking the calendar and what? Where did the time go? Why does the end of each month come so soon? Anyhow, I'm glad. So glad that your new song will be out within 1 week. And I don't have to wait 2 weeks. Yes, we are already at the tail end. It's not even a week left. Just a few days. Just this weekend, really. Right? And here we are already on Tuesday. Tay Baywarn writes, hi, DJ Lena. I have a spring in my step. Or should I say summer in my step? So wink, wink. Today you are a ray of sunshine to me because I heard through the grapevine that your summer songs will be released on July 31st. I'm looking forward to listening to your summer songs this Sunday. Thank you for working so hard to bless us with great songs to accompany us through the dog days of summer. Well, I hope they are good accompaniments. I'm not sure, but I hope. Listener 종성아 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. I heard the news of your album via an article today. I am so happy and excited that 하늘을 날다 will be released at 6 p.m. on July 31st. Thank you so much for gifting us great music every season. Your bright smile in the picture with the blue shirt on was so refreshing that it would make us forget about summer too. All right. Okay, well, if you feel refreshed by the song, then my job will be done. Definitely so. Kim Gap Song writes, congratulations on the upcoming release of your new song, 하늘을 날다. Thank you for always treating our ears. Have a blessed day. Well, Kim also wrote a little bit more than that, but to encapsulate, that was the gist of this message. Thank you so much for all your kind words and for everybody's excitement at the news. Yes, it was released this morning. My summer single will be releasing on the 31st. It's just this Sunday, just a few days left, right? Less than a week. And yeah, we're wrapping up on the post-production of it. I think it turned out okay. But I'm not sure. I just wanted to release something fun and something refreshing, something to just sort of listen to without a care or thought in your heart. Something to listen to while you're doing your laundry at home or cleaning, right? Something to energize you, and hopefully it will do that. All right. Okay, time for our next song break, and we're going to listen to a song requested by listener Taro-chan. Here is Hin with 바래, I wish. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Alicia Y wrote, April 2020, all language courses in New South Wales moved online, and they just didn't work for me. I'd be too tired and distracted to focus after a full day of work, and the not-so-interactive nature of Zoom didn't help. My Korean was fine for a while as I continued to use the language for work every day, but ever since changing jobs late last year, I've grown out of touch, making me even more spaced during class conversations on social issues, climate change, and economics. Finally, in-person classes started again last week with the hybrid option. Alas, there were people who opted for face-to-face but decided on the day that they couldn't be bothered to travel to class or that they're not feeling well and would rather attend online, pushing up online numbers at the last minute, which proved disruptive. So today, the director sent out an email saying that Sydney-based students aren't allowed to join any online classes. A strict but necessary measure. I guess the grass is always greener on the other side. Well, it seems like you actually prefer the face-to-face, so I guess that's good for you, that you don't have to be disrupted and you can get there to your classes, be more sort of focused and interactive. So, well, hope everything stays safe over there, and hope your classes go swimmingly as well. Ether92 writes, 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. I was uploading a story and heard OFD was starting, so I rushed to write here. I went to the premiere of the movie 한산 용의 출연 yesterday, and the actors were so amazing. Park Hae-il is awesome. And I was so grateful for our ancestors who protected our land. It's so hot. I hope you are staying cool, Anni. Oh, wow, how exciting. A movie premiere. Yes, wow, Park Hae-il. And then his second, I think, big screen role, I think, for this year so far. Big year for him. Sounds like a fun movie. Can't wait for all of us to be able to go watch it. All right, thanks for the tip. Omnia1122 writes, DJ Lena, how's your Tuesday? It's Omnia from UAE. Today it's windy, so windy, and cloudy. It's almost like it's going to rain. It looks like we are in winter, but it's hot. My request is Insensible by Ihongi. All righty. Yes, it is winter there, but I do think that it does stay kind of hot, no matter what. Well, if it does rain, I hope you stay dry. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your request. We will listen to it right now. All right, let's all listen to Ihongi with his song, 눈치 없이, or Insensible. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. And today, let me share with you two songs that are entitled Let Me. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song entitled Let Me by Golden Child. This idol boy group made their debut in 2017 and are now known for their unique concepts and signature group choreography performed in perfect sync. Their song Let Me was the title track of their 2018 single entitled Goldenness. It's a song that features a protagonist who confesses his love by saying to his object of affection, "Let me do everything for you." The song starts like this. "Just let me, let me, let me. I don't think I've slept an hour. My heart seems too excited. Oh, there's no time for this. There's no time to waste. What's troubling you? Why? I'll solve it all. Tell me everything. Let me do it all. Don't worry. I'll be your superhero." I'll do everything for you. Well, that sounds good to me. I will let them. And for our non-K-pop side, we will listen to Let Me by Brazilian artist Sergio Mendes. He is a world-renowned bossa nova legend, best known for crossing bossa nova with other genres like jazz and funk. He's been active since the early 1960s. And in 2006, he released a collaborative album with American rapper, songwriter, and producer will.i.am of the group Black Eyed Peas. The album was entitled Timeless. And it featured many neo-soul and alternative hip-hop guest artists, including John Legend, Q-Tip, Justin Timberlake. And the first single from the album, Más Que Nada, featuring the Black Eyed Peas, was voted by the Brazilian edition of Rolling Stone as the fifth greatest Brazilian song. Now, as for the song Let Me, it was the fifth track on this very album, featuring American neo-soul artist and poet Jill Scott, as well as will.i.am. It is also a love song, saying, "Let me love you." Here's a bit of the song's lyrics. Let me sit with you beside a stream. Let me laugh with you and share your dream. I'll be your true friend until the end. You can depend on me. So let me, say you let me. Let me cheer you when your dreams go past. Let me hold you when your world seems lost. Let me, 'cause by now you know I love you so. Let me never, ever let you go. Oh, wonderful play on words there. I love it. All right, let me play these two songs for you right now. First up, Let Me by Golden Child, and Let Me by Sergio Mendes featuring Jill Scott and will.i.am. That was Let Me by Sergio Mendes featuring Jill Scott and will.i.am. And before that, we heard Let Me by Golden Child. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. All right, coming up in part two of our show, our expert with impeccable taste, Professor Cynthia Yu, will join me in the studio for OFD and Chill, so don't change the channel. But for now, let me wrap up part one of the show. Here's Bibi with her song, Pado. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. OFD and Chill is coming right up. Professor Cynthia will join me in the studio in just a moment. Now, if you couldn't decide which Korean movie to watch or which Korean drama to binge on next, first, you definitely should hear out what Cynthia recommends. So, enjoy this quick song break while Cynthia settles into the studio here. First up is Paul Kim with his rendition of 우린 제법 잘 어울려요, Perfect Match, followed by Oh My Girl and their song 내 얘길 들어봐, Listen to My Word, featuring Skull and Haha. At at any given moment, countless titles are showing at the movie theaters, and even more dramas are out there for you to binge on. So when every one of them is as inviting as the next, how do you decide just where to start? Maybe you should first OFD and chill. K-dramas have been huge for several decades, but the real secret's out. Korean films are just as amazing. So whether it be film or TV, and if that one-inch-tall barrier of subtitles means nothing to you, but you just don't know where to go next, well, OFD and Chill will be your guide. And as usual, our guide, who is an expert and advocate of good taste, it is Professor Cynthia Yu. Welcome.
Good one.
Thank
good
you.
One.
Thank you. Oh, it's tough. How are you doing? How's your summer vacation going so far?
It's good, but, mm-hmm. you know, I guess today is 중복.
Yes, 중복.
중복, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And the middle of the three 복 days.
It is hot outside.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know I could sweat so much. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I had this idea. Okay, it seems really hot.
Right.
I could sort of tell from my home.
Right.
Yesterday it felt mm-hmm. hotter too. So
yes, it did.
I better just like, you know, stay indoors mm-hmm. where it's air conditioned.
Right.
But it was still so hot.
Yeah. You know?
Just making my way from the subway station
right.
to the malls.
Oh,
you know?
I can imagine.
I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I actually discovered on mm-hmm. one of the shopping sites,
yeah.
one of those fast fashion franchises, they have these camisoles
yeah.
with underarm pads.
Ooh, oh,
right?
How fancy.
Right?
For the summertime?
Right.
Oh,
and
my.
I was like, oh,
I'm high tech.
I am going to get some of those. Right?
Nice.
And there won't be just for summer.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It's not necessarily just for summer.
Hmm. When I teach, mm-hmm. like, I've stopped wearing shirts.
Yeah, because it gets hot in that classroom.
Mm-hmm. I'm turning into Psy.
Oh, no.
It's really bad.
Oh, no.
So.
But we have technology.
We have technology.
Special camisoles that
that's
can help
right.
with that now.
Mm-hmm.
Hope. Hope is there.
It's there. And there.
All right, Jongseong writes, "I'm 어서세요, 교수님." Taipei Warren says, "Hello, hello, Professor Cynthia." And okay, it's time for another packet of popcorn. Taipei Warren was telling us about in Malaysia, they're obsessed with salted eggs.
Oh, it's true.
And they have salted egg popcorn.
Oh, I haven't had that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty yummy to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've had salted egg flavored something like crisps, but
yes.
not popcorn. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yum. They're very addictive.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Alicia in Update 2000 and listener DLTMFNWKD says, "Kyosunim, hello. Hello."
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody welcoming you back. And yes, it is hot. It is actually the hottest day we've had in 2022.
Yay.
Yeah. But, you know,
go Korea.
Wherever mm-hmm. there is a peak, the peak must go down eventually, right?
That's right.
And we are also actually, now that we're at the peak, I was talking about this yesterday on the show, whenever we're at the peak, it's already time to see the end. So there's only about a month left of this
my vacation.
Season. Well, of summer, but yes, summer equaling, a.k.a. your vacation. Yes, but yeah, we are kind of getting to the end phase of the summer. So even though it's super, super hot, I intend to fully enjoy it and milk it, knowing that it'll be over more sooner than I can expect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, actually, I was going to ask our listeners
yeah.
If they had any recommendations for movies, Korean movies, that
yeah.
kind of make you feel more refreshed. So,
refreshing 시원한, Korean movies.
시원한 소재.
시원한 소재 영화.
So, you know, even during the dark days of summer, if
yeah.
you watch this, you'll
yeah.
feel really refreshed.
Mm.
You know, we talked about movies like 국가대표,
yes.
I think, in previous years,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, what else is better but seeing the Winter Olympics?
Right, seeing snow.
해운대, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something
해운대.
Sort of refreshing, even though it's a total disaster movie. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe something watery,
mm-hmm.
something that takes place on water. Yeah. Perhaps?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, we should round up some recommendations. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you are tasked, Kong Kong listeners. And then there's also scary movies that are supposed to be refreshing. I mean, I don't know if they're really refreshing, but...
For me, not so much.
Not so much.
But if it's for you guys, mm-hmm. I'll watch a few.
Oh, yes. Don't make Cynthia sort of half-watch scary movies through her fingers blocking the screen.
That's right.
But I don't know. You know, I haven't really seen a lot of scary movies being released this summer
at all.
It seems to be taking a different trend.
Right.
Right?
We have some disaster movies.
Some disaster movies. I'm thinking that there's some historical movies coming out, right?
There's a big one.
There's a big one that's coming mm-hmm. out soon. There's one that one listener talked about in part one of our show, Hansan.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with, you know, the general, the Navy general, mm-hmm. Lee Sun-shin. Right.
Another Lee Sun-shin movie coming out. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but... I'll do some research too. Some refreshing movies to beat mm-hmm. the heat. Korean movies. All right. But for now, until then, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, you mentioned Advocate.
Yeah.
And there is a slew of dramas mm-hmm. on air about lawyers.
Oh, yes. That was the clue, you guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a huge, you know, syndrome.
Yes.
You know, happening around the drama 이상한 변호사 우영우, or yeah. Extraordinary Lawyer
Uyong-woo. Attorney Wu, yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's just totally trending. People
right.
are obsessed with it.
Right.
I saw something in the news where there was a tree
right.
that came out in an episode, and
right.
now that village with the tree is being mobbed
right.
by visitors because they're so excited. They want to see the tree.
There's a shop selling the kimbap that she likes to eat.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the
and
lines.
And they're, like, sold out by. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. It is quite the phenomenon.
Right.
So, lawyer dramas, legal dramas,
mm-hmm.
always a no-fail formula, but, yeah, very trending right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, today we're going to talk about two lawyer dramas, legal dramas that just finished.
Mm.
Doctor
nice.
Lawyer.
Doctor Lawyer.
Right.
Interesting.
And I always have trouble pronouncing this correctly. Doctor Lawyer. Right?
Doctor Lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there's another one featuring the actress Ha Hyun-jin.
Mm-hmm.
왜 오수재인가?
Mm, okay.
Interesting names, right?
Interesting
titles, right?
Yes. Yes. We're not getting just lawyer in the first one, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They're all actually doing quite well.
Mm.
And it goes to tell you that, you know, these lawyer focus, just like the doctor ones,
mm-hmm.
Medical dramas are becoming really popular
yeah.
here in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because they're such flexible genres,
That's
right?
That's true.
You know, it can be about the characters, mm-hmm. you know, their relationships with each other, but it can also be very episodically focused on a case.
Right. Patient right? of the week, so
exactly.
to speak.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
And here's, often they feature lawyers who are like Sherlock Holmes. They
true.
Cover, they can solve any kind of, you know, predicament,
mm-hmm.
right? And often, you know, on court, you
yeah.
know, in court, they're not the usual kind of boring, you know, black
mm-hmm.
suited
mm-hmm.
lawyers, but
mm-hmm.
they're often very emotional and
dramatic and
right.
impassioned public speakers.
Right.
The
public
flair
defenders.
A public defender that speaks with the flair of a Shakespearean actor. Yes.
Yes. No doubt, you know, these Korean dramas have also been influenced, I think, by very popular you know, courtroom dramas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking all the way back to like L.A. Law. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
It kind of broke a genre.
L.A. Law mm-hmm. kind of founded that genre.
I think so.
And really made it popular. And of course, in English language or Western culture, legal dramas have been very, very commonplace.
Mm.
But getting into or translating that format to a K-drama had to have been a little bit more of a challenge.
Right.
There's a completely different legal system we have to
right.
work with. So it's interesting. I'm curious as to see like how... Now, we talked about a little with
mm-hmm.
juvenile justice. But I'm curious how to see how they kind of interpret this genre of drama, legal
yeah.
drama.
It's not easy because, you know, Korean most cases do not have juries. right? They're right. up against kind of usually two or three judges,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you find the lawyer or the prosecutor appealing
yes.
to the judge.
Mm-hmm.
But they also make use of public opinion
mm-hmm.
to influence, you know, what happens in
mm-hmm.
the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And often they also take on the role, I think, of investigators as well.
Right. That's something that's a little bit kind of unique,
mm-hmm.
but very fortunate for a Korean legal drama.
Right.
Because there is the prosecutors also being sort of like the kind of detectives
right.
in solving these mysteries.
Right.
Mm.
The 수사관, the investigator in the office is quite important. Same mm-hmm. thing also in the lawyer's
right.
office as well.
Right.
So that's actually because what actually often happens in a Korean
mm-hmm.
law court, in a courtroom,
mm-hmm.
it's really boring. Because you don't have these lawyers or mm-hmm. public defenders appealing to the jury.
Right.
You know, it's very by the book.
Yes.
You know,
the formal legal proceedings.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they can only really go by the law
mm-hmm.
or evidence
right.
instead of emotional appeals
exactly.
to a jury.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what a lot of these dramas make use of is sort of the investigation process.
The build up
right.
to the actual court case.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Oh, very smart.
And of course, mm-hmm. we're going to begin with Dr. Lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Lawyer, of course, you can tell by the name.
Yep.
The main character, played by So Ji-sup.
Mm.
So nice to see him
wow,
again.
Wow, So Ji-sup back on the
job,
small screen.
Right? He has a way of, you know, acting.
Mm-hmm.
His acting style is mm-hmm. very minimal.
yeah.
But it's still believable.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
still kind of, it still resonates with mm. you a little bit. And I think that's a really great skill.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, he is a very understated kind
right.
of, like, it makes me think that he is actually just an understated kind of guy.
Right.
And he brings that to his performances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's not like he's a terrible actor.
No.
You know?
No.
He's actually fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
But in this drama, he mm-hmm. actually plays a lawyer
mm-hmm.
who actually was a surgeon. Before,
oh.
in his previous life.
Hence, you, Dr. Lawyer.
right?
Wow.
No one really calls him Dr. Lawyer. One of the characters
yeah.
gave him that nickname,
mm.
Dr. Lawyer.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
He's the only one actually calls him Han Yi-an. Oh,
mm-hmm.
his name is Han Yi-an,
oh.
which is like Uyong-woo as well,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay, okay.
Either way.
Right, palindrome.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he plays Han Yi-an, who is an genius surgeon, of course.
Oh, okay. He's not just a surgeon. He's a
genius
surgeon.
Surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw a really hilarious quote comment
mm-hmm.
by, you know, by a fan.
Yeah.
I think the fan wrote, you know, Han Yi-an is so brilliant.
Yes.
He could probably perform open heart surgery on himself. But yeah.
Okay.
That's the idea here.
That's the idea. We're starting with this guy who is a genius surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But early on, he had a very unfortunate rigged operation.
Oh.
You know, that, you know, I think it was rigged
mm-hmm.
and he lost his license and was even sent to jail, I think, for
Ooh,
a while.
For malpractice?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But 5 years later, you find him as a lawyer,
oh.
of course, because he's genius, right? Right?
It's like, well, if I can't do that, I'll just have to do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Specializing in medical litigation.
Mm.
He does this to uncover the truth behind the death of that
That surgery
patient.
That went wrong for
right.
him. I see. So he starts with a personal motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But he also defends victims
mm-hmm.
of medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to punish those who commit malpractice and negligence
mm.
in the surgery room.
Medical mm-hmm. justice.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so actually this drama also does a pretty good job of weaving in some, you know, famous, I think, cases
mm-hmm.
involving medical malpractice, especially the
yeah.
idea of, we call them 유령 의사,
mm-hmm.
ghost doctors.
Ghost doctors.
Those are the folks,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you expect to be treated by Dr. Kim,
mm.
but during the middle of the surgery, he'll be replaced by some other doctor.
I see.
Who actually performs the mm-hmm. surgery himself
mm-hmm.
or the procedure, but then he disappears.
Right.
Right.
He's not given the formal credit on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And
which
you know,
doesn't sound right because
right?
the accuracy of medical record is just very sacred.
Right?
Yeah.
And you really want one person to be in charge of the whole
thing.
Or
at least you want to know. At least you want to know, hey, there's going to be a swing shift. At least let me know, right? Because, you know, we are sort of at their mercy.
Right.
When we're completely under anesthesia and unable to, we don't know what's going on behind those doors.
Yeah, I mean, it happens because often, like, the more senior doctors may not want to waste their time on a sort of a...
So they'll give a minor or a lesser procedure to so-and-so.
A junior doctor
or resident,
whatever.
Or somebody.
Or maybe he had a personal... You know, some of these surgeries can be hours long.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. Various reasons. But it's highly unethical. And it's really illegal.
Yes.
But we've seen some cases in the news involving these ghost doctors.
So not only is this, and this is a 2022 series, right? This year. And not only is it talking about medical drama and medical praxis, but it's actually also reflecting things that we've been reading in the newspaper and things that are actually concerning us as citizens. So it's wonderful that a drama medium will go and tackle this kind of close-to-home issue.
Right. Oh. And it did quite well in the ratings. It was up against, actually, Wae Osu-jenga, another lawyer legal drama. And they went really head-to-head.
Okay.
And I think they kept, you know, switching from, you know, the first spot, ratings first spot,
oh,
you know,
they kind of kept trading places. So they were neck and neck for
I think Osu-jenga, you know, why her, did win out at the end. But... Dr. Lawyer also did a respectable job as well
in the ratings. All right, we're going to go to our next first song break of the hour, and then we'll be back with more. Here is Kay Will with 내가 사랑할게요, or I'll Be Your Side. That was Kay Will with a beautiful ballad there. 내가 사랑할게요. English title is I'll Be Your Side. Cynthia and I are pretty sure there's a preposition missing in that title.
But that's okay.
But that's okay. It's artistic license. All right, we're talking about legal dramas. And one of the big ones from this year on a major network, Dr. Lawyer with the return of Seo Ji-seop to the screen. And yeah, and then he's just... medical justice here.
Right. You know, he has a personal vendetta against the owner of the hospital, you know, who betrayed him.
I see.
Leading to the death of his, you know, fiancé's young brother and his mother.
Oh, no.
So this is a classic Korean boksu revenge,
drama framework here.
In the setting of sort of medicine and...
and...
the courtroom.
The courtroom.
So it really has the best of every world.
Lots of elements going on here.
Yeah. A finger, a thumb, and every pie you can imagine.
Okay.
Right? Because it's the makjang.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the
right.
revenge.
The revenge.
But also, you know, the hospital, the sort of medical drama we know. And and it's also a courtroom drama.
And a courtroom drama. So if, you know, and there are so many fans of these two genres, but when you get them kind of in one, it's like a little bit of a bonus. And then you've got that makjang or soap opera element to kind of hook you in and really have you waiting for, like, what happens next kind of thing. That's fun.
I don't know what happened to me yesterday. I planned to just watch a couple of episodes to figure out what the drama was about.
The general tone, etc.
Oh my goodness, I watched all 16.
Oh no!
Of course, it was like...
Okay, you kind of skipped through, but
I skipped through, and it was on 1.25 speed. I can't do 1.5, and it's like, you know, they sound like
unnatural,
the Muppets or something, right? But, you know, 1.25, and I skipped through some things, but I just couldn't stop.
Wow.
I don't know what was wrong with me. But,
well, that's just the power of this drama and its story.
Yeah,
it just
the story
pulls you in.
And the characters.
Characters.
I really liked the characters. I mean, Seo Ji-seop, he plays, you know, Han Yi-an in sort of low-key way, but believable, and you kind of, you root for him, definitely.
Yes.
Shin Seong-ro.
Yes.
He played this character called Jaden Lee, sort of this Asian branch manager of an international company that tries to take over, I think, this hospital.
Oh, okay.
run by Lee Kyung-young, playing a really, like, the most 막장. Like, I cannot believe this character. Like, all the kind of craziness, all the murders and terrible things that he does.
The real dark side.
He's like Darth Vader, right?
Oh, no.
It's kind of unbelievable. Like, every kind of terrible thing you can imagine an individual
So he's like
might do.
The Dark Lord of medical malpractice.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But it's still kind of believable because you really take out kind of logic and reason out of the whole equation sometimes.
Sure. Right. For dramatic purposes, of course.
Okay. Because it's 막장 drama.
Yes.
Shin Seong-dong plays this Gyopo character whose English is really incomprehensible.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But, you know, Shin Seong-dong is very kind of extravagant because he has his career on the stage and in musicals, right?
I see.
So I was just sort of enthralled with his acting. So
I see.
Over the top and crazy. And, you know, I just didn't think of him as a Gyopo character because no Gyopo would speak or act like that. But that's just pure, you know, Shin Seong-dong, right?
Ah, all right.
And I think
that's interesting.
And I think it's a sort of bromance that happened between So Ji-sub and Shin Seong-dong that people really liked.
Mm.
And Shin Seong-dong character was a little, like, for me as well, I didn't quite know what his role in the whole plot was.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? You kind of have a understanding that, I think he has a little kind of twist or something behind him.
So he's one of those on-the-fence characters.
Right. Mm-hmm. He hasn't put out all his cards on the table kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was great. And of course, Lee Kyung-young is always very dependable as that horrible CEO or, you know, whatever.
He's not horrible all the time, but he is oftentimes the CEO of something.
Right.
Definitely the 회장님 of something.
And I loved his son, played by actor Lee Dong-ha, the most 찌질 재벌 son you can imagine.
Pathetic. Oh, no.
Right? And it's actually really funny because his kind of so-called fiancé, played by actress Lee Ju-bin, is really good at kind of scorching him, right? Scoring him, scouring him behind his back, you know?
I see.
She actually says, 여기 남자들, meaning Korean guys here, 매력이 없어. They're, you know, they don't have appeal for me. 돈과 권력 가진 어린들에게 필요 이상으로 굽신거리거든. They're always, you know, kowtowing and brown-nosing towards people in power.
People that climbing that social ladder, like literally climbing the rungs.
Instead of being capable, doing your thing, making your own business, they're always kind of
brown-nosing to get farther in life, etc., etc.
Not through ability, but just through politics.
Network.
Right.
And that's what kind of leaves a bad taste in her mouth.
Right. And so, you know, there is a great roster of characters, and they're all well played by the actors. And, you know, the plot just kind of keeps moving really quickly.
Oh, I like that.
There's not a lot of koguma.
No.
There's a lot of, you know, good cider action. Cider action, I think.
So a lot happens, and it happens quickly, and it sounds like a lot of colorful characters to also keep you occupied and make that ride very enjoyable.
I really love the bromance between So Ji-sub and Shin Seong-dong.
What's not to love about good bromance? That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be back with more legal dramas in K-drama. Let's listen to our next song. Here's So-hyang performing Vincent.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day.
That was So-hyang performing Vincent, and it is off the soundtrack of the second legal drama that Cynthia is going to talk about today.
Yeah.
You said that it was neck and neck with Dr. Lawyer the whole time.
It was up against the same time slot.
Oh,
right?
same
different.
Time slot.
What's really funny is
Lee Kyung-young,
the actor Lee Kyung-young, played different roles
in
both episodes. I mean, both dramas. He played...
Sounds like it would have been confusing.
Right. He played the owner, the CEO of a big hospital in Doctor Lawyer. But in Oh Soo-jae, he played the CEO of a big kind of conglomerate.
Oh, okay. So, but he was a CEO nonetheless.
He's a CEO. The big boss. Of course. Well, 왜 오수제인가? Literally means why 오수제?
Yeah.
But I guess they decided too confusing. And in the English translation, it's why her?
Why her? 오수제 being the her. And I'm assuming that the title character of this drama.
And, you know, it started airing early in June. And I believe it just finished up last week or so.
Just finished up.
I would call this a legal plus romance drama.
Okay.
There's a heavy dose of romance. And the production team is, you know, it's a heavy player. Park Soo-jin PD worked on Doctors, 낭만 Doctor Kim Sabu, right? I believe we talked about this. And also Penthouse 2 and Penthouse 3.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yes, Penthouse of that infamous fame.
Right? We haven't talked about Penthouse.
No, but we haven't done it yet.
I'm eager to talk about it.
Okay.
We might do a little makjang later in the summer, right?
Oh, I love that.
And then the writer is Kim Jin Jaka, Kim Ji-eun Jaka, and this is her debut, which may explain a few things. I think maybe if folks were a little bit kind of not happy with some of the sort of plot development, and maybe that's because it's her first outing.
I see.
But, you know, the drama did very well. I believe it was top in its really time slot. At the end, it beat Dr. Lawyer. And part of that, I think, is due to the acting of the two leads. Seo Hyun-jin and Ha Jun-ho.
Okay.
Ha Jun-ho is here as well. So Seo Hyun-jin is the star lawyer, of course. And it's the youngest partner at this law firm, TK Law Firm. And of course, TK stands for Taeguk, I think. Choi Taeguk, the owner or the chairman of TK Law Firm, played by Ha Jun-ho.
He's the head.
Right.
And she's the youngest partner.
Right.
Ooh, I see now. So the dynamic already.
I saw some of the earlier episodes. And, you know, Seo Hyun-jin plays this, you know, that sort of professional woman lead that we know, just solely focused
on career.
Right. And she seems unemotional. In this case, she even seems like she has no feelings. And no morals. Very few ethics.
No morals on top of that.
It's really about just winning cases and getting ahead.
I see.
Right? But very early on in the series, she's pushed out of the law firm because she gets involved in an unexpected case that leads to the suicide. And she's blamed for it, you know, and so she gets demoted to work at as an adjunct professor at Sejong University Law School.
I see.
And then the drama then unfolds, kind of similar to an earlier drama that we saw, I think, last year called Law School, where the professor enlists the help of the students to solve cases.
I see.
Right.
Interesting.
So then, you know, the drama moves to not only, you know, it still remains a courtroom drama and there's still aspects of the law firm, but the politics at the law firm.
Right.
But it also now moves to the law school stage.
Okay.
And you get this influx of young law school students. And this is where the romance element comes into play. This character, Gong Chang, played by Hwang In-yeop, kind of a new face, I believe, who is, they describe him as warm and innocent, but hides a painful past and a twisted fate.
I love that.
And of course, he falls head over heels in love with Soo-jae.
I see.
But now, Ha Jun-ho's character.
Okay.
He's the boss, big boss of the top law firm in Korea, TK Law Firm. And they describe him as a character who crosses the boundaries of good and evil.
Oh.
in the face of desire. Mm. I think kind of desire for success.
Right. Right. He has ambition.
Right. Mm-hmm. He has power, mm-hmm. but he always hides his sort of inner feelings and motivations. Mm. So he's always trying to play all the characters. He's especially at the beginning, you see him trying to, you know, play mm-hmm. Oh Su-jae mm. to carry out his machinations.
Right. Right. So a little manipulative,
very manipulative
thing going on here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very manipulative.
That's mm. right. Then, you know, you get the supporting characters. Awesome characters like Go Kang-ja, played mm-hmm. by Kim Jae-wa. Mm. I love this actress, Kim Jae-wa. She's just so talented. Uh-huh. She's a character actress, yeah. but she's incredibly believable in any kind of character role that she takes on. Actually, at the same time that Wei Oh Su-jae was playing, she's also playing another supporting character in a drama called Cleaning Up. Uh-huh. And I'd like to talk about that later as well.
Oh.
And she's just kind of like a woman of thousand faces, you know what I mean?
I love that.
She's very...
There's so many here, too.
Right?
They're all so, so talented. But mm-hmm. Kim Jae-hwa, another character actress to kind of pick out of the crowd. And
right.
if you do check out this drama, mm-hmm. check her out, too. And then maybe you can kind of start seeing her in other faces. She'll be popping up here and there.
Right.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the main kind of conflict is between Seo Yeon-jin and Ho Jun-ho. Mm. And it seems like the fans really loved, you know, the daegyeol.
There's their tension and their rivalry.
Right.
Mm.
And some folks actually just sort of fast-forwarded to the scenes between the two.
Because they want that storyline. That's
right.
what is really capturing audience.
Right.
Well, Ho Jun-ho, you know, veteran of
right.
both large, big screen and small screen, coming into the small screen here, but I can just imagine his presence.
Gravitas.
Yeah, his gravitas, mm-hmm. like about to explode your television mm-hmm. set. And I can just see what a fun character. He must have had fun with this role, right?
He has an ability to also, like Shin Seong-ruk, he can play both sides, right? And you're
yes.
never quite sure, is he a good guy or is he a bad guy?
We talked about him in mm-hmm. his role in Mogadishu.
That's right.
Where you can feel, he makes you feel fear when he's a like merciless villain,
mm-hmm.
but then you cry for him
right?
because you empathize him when he plays an empathetic character. But here it seems like he's going to use both sides of that. How
right.
exciting.
All the sort of years of acting experience is sort of like etched into his face. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
A lot of actors, you know, they do work,
yeah.
I think, even male actors.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad he hasn't done it
mm-hmm.
because he just, you know, his face actually just shows all the years. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can imagine, in Korean we call it 우여곡절, mm-hmm. all the sort of highs
ups and
lows.
Ups and lows, highs and lows mm-hmm. of his life written and etched on his face. I have to admit, he is kind of the biggest draw for me as
right.
well, right? To see him back on a network mm-hmm. television show with a legal premise at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go to our next song break and we'll be back. Here is Lee Chang-sup with Freedom. That was Lee Chang-sup with Freedom off of the Dr. Lawyer soundtrack. And we are back with Professor Cynthia. And of course, we can't let this hour go by talking about K-drama's foray into the courtroom drama without, of course, what you started with mentioning. The drama that is the sensation
mm-hmm.
right now in Korea. Koreans are obsessed. Truly obsessed.
Yeah, with a drama, Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Mm-hmm.
이상한 변호사 우영우.
우영우.
Just like Hanyeon.
Right, another palindromic name.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're, I think, in episode 9 this week, 9 and 10 this week.
Of so, 16, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of at the midway point.
Midpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've been actually watching most of the episodes, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might have missed one or two.
Mm.
And of course, the drama is doing very well in the ratings. You know, it's actually the lead drama for a new Korean domestic streaming site.
Mm.
And it's set the record for the highest ratings of that channel,
oh, wow.
of that platform.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's breaking records, you know, across the board. It's the most viewed non-English show on the, you know, on the global,
the OTT streaming site.
And, you know, it's the ranking first among the most watched non-English TV series in 190 countries.
My.
Mm-hmm.
And sensation indeed, and not even just in Korea, but apparently global sensation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can understand why mm-hmm. when you look at the production team.
Okay.
The PD is Yoon Shik, who worked on, you know, dramas like Giant, mm-hmm. Salaryman, Chuanji. I remember watching this. It was mm-hmm. fun. Donaewa Shin mm-hmm. and Pegabond, right? Mm-hmm. And the writer behind the series is Moon Ji-won, mm-hmm. who also wrote the Korean movie 증인, or oh. Witness.
Oh!
Right?
Yeah.
Which featured Jung Woo-sung mm-hmm. and this lead character, mm-hmm. a high schooler student with autism.
Right.
And here, extraordinary attorney Woo mm-hmm. is also an autistic lawyer.
Yes, a lawyer on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. She has a very high IQ of 164.
Whoa!
She has photographic memory. Mm-hmm. She graduated first out of a class mm-hmm. and got a perfect score on some, you know, not exactly ELSA, but I think it was some graduating exam from
The law school?
From the law school.
Mm-hmm.
So already she's kind of like, you know, beyond maybe like Sherlock Holmes level or something like that.
Right.
However, mm-hmm. she does have trouble processing emotional information mm-hmm. and also exhibits poor social skills.
Okay.
She's played by none other than Park Eun-bin,
mm-hmm.
who is so adorable.
Now, I remember
and lovable.
You were mentioning that this whole production staff
mm-hmm.
completely put this project on ice
right.
to specifically wait for actress Park Eun-bin to be available
right.
to do this role.
Yeah. I think at the time, maybe she was unsure about playing this character.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meanwhile, I think she played her very popular role in the very popular drama Yeonmo,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
a historical piece, a period piece, right?
Right.
And then she came off of that to do this, but she didn't have to worry because people are just in love with attorney Woo Young-woo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only seen a couple clips here and there, but she's quite charismatic.
Right. There's, yeah. you know, a lot of really popular clips of her, usually about her. I think there are more comical
mm-hmm.
kind of
moments
mm-hmm. when, you know, because her character is on the spectrum,
right.
she has trouble, like,
processing,
you know,
things that we take for granted.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even revolving doors.
Right.
You know, the first episode had her kind of, you know, stand outside
right.
the building mm-hmm. revolving doors.
Yes.
I don't know why she didn't use the regular doors on either side of the revolving door.
It just caught her attention. It was
yeah.
the one in the middle.
Right, the one in the middle.
Right.
And she just couldn't make her way through it.
Right.
So, you mm-hmm. know, there are these scenes where you see this genius personality just having trouble with
yeah.
Kind of
things that neurotypicals would think as simple things that
mm-hmm.
we take for granted, the mundane things. But to, you know, a mind on the spectrum, it could vary. The what we assume is typical is not.
Right.
Right? And which is a wonderful way to look at life and
mm-hmm.
reality through the eyes of someone who is not neurotypical. So.
Right. You know, we talked about, I think we mentioned a series called Atypical in the U.S.
Yes.
The main character there is also a teenager.
Yes, he's a high school student.
Mm-hmm, who's on the spectrum.
Who has autism.
And, you know, he's also very high-functioning,
yes.
highly intelligent,
mm-hmm.
and has a thing for penguins,
yes,
as you remember.
Yes, he's obsessed with penguins and William Shackleton, the explorer,
mm-hmm.
first explorer to break into, I think, the South Pole, is
right?
it? Yeah.
Antarctica.
yeah.
Well, Woo Young-woo is also obsessed with whales.
Ah, another marine life form.
I wonder if they were maybe influenced by that show.
Perhaps.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
They might be influenced by the show, but they also may be both drawing on source material
right.
of instances of many autistic people who are, when they become interested in a subject, that they immerse themselves
mm-hmm.
very deeply and actually are just because they are capable of holding that much more information than a neurotypical person, then why not?
Right.
And they absorb like sponges, right?
Remember
That's wonderful.
An earlier show from last year, Move to Heaven, which also featured a young autistic character.
Mm-hmm.
He, I think, also was, I don't think it was whales, maybe it was marine life.
And he loved, sort of marine life.
He loved going to the aquarium, mm-hmm. and he also memorized and studied,
like
you know,
species of right. perhaps fish mm-hmm. or marine life. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I think there's a sort of running thread.
I think
plot
so.
In some of these dramas involving autistic
Well, we know
characters.
That the writers are not going to come in cold and make things up as they go along. I think they're going to do their due diligence in researching ASD so that they can do a nice, fair portrayal.
Right. And this drama is actually, you know, we talked about how hugely popular it is. Mm-hmm. It's doing very well in the ratings, but it's really doing well just on social media and among fans.
Yeah.
It's just kind of reaching the sort of consciousness, mm-hmm. I think, of Korean viewers. You know, it's tapping into that popular kind of culture, mm-hmm. kind of zeitgeist.
Mm.
You know, everything is Woo Young-woo.
Yes.
And you know, there are moments in this series, whenever she gets that aha moment, she sees whales.
Ah.
And they do some, like, her hair suddenly, like, you know, aha, and
right.
her hair.
Wind blows through her hair.
And you get the sound of the waves crashing, and then you see this, you know, vision of, you know, dolphins
yeah.
or sperm whales
yeah.
or something like that. And apparently, apparently there are degrees of aha moments when she's not sure it's a different whale, different portrayal whales and things like that. I mean, so there are these adorable ways that, you know, her character and the story is imagined on screen that is really touching the chord of Korean viewers.
Really striking a chord. I think maybe Korean audience right now, we want to see reality through a different lens, something refreshing.
Right.
Maybe just shake things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're feeling ennui.
But it has to be cute. It has to be adorable.
It has
to be feel good.
Because
we
see.
Portrayals of disabled folks,
yeah.
you know, in political struggle
yeah.
on the news.
Mm-hmm.
People are not into that, actually.
Right.
But when you see these portrayals of the disabled, you know, acted by just adorable actors and actresses.
So it's the packaging that
right.
seems to be kind of important. It has to be packaged, like you said, in a feel-good.
Right.
Right? Like making us sort of become introspective, but not in an aggressive way.
Not
in an attacking way, but more of a let's empathize way.
There's no challenge here. No
yeah.
one's discomforted.
I see.
Right? There are
That must have been probably a worry of the production staff.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to portray the life,
mm-hmm.
the lives of these, of the disabled
mm-hmm.
in a negative way or in a very challenging way.
Challenging way or even in a criticizing way to
not
those
at
who
all.
Are not, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think there's actually this drama is raising is creating fans, but also creating awareness of
how wonderful.
How are we going to portray
right.
the disabled in a way that's thoughtful but
right.
also realistic? And you're getting real discussions on either side.
Oh, so that alone, I applaud this
right?
drama.
There's
yes.
a lot of critics of
yeah.
this drama as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
I can imagine.
There are way more fans, but there are a lot of critics saying, you know, this is kind of, I don't want to say the
mm-hmm.
D word,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the Walt D fication
right.
of current issues and,
right.
you know,
and kind
problems.
Of just airbrushing things a
right.
little bit too much. Well,
mm-hmm.
it is still midway in its run.
That's right.
We're going to definitely have to do a little epilogue follow-up
mm-hmm.
when it is finished so we can take a more comprehensive look on
right.
this. But
it's really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. And so, guys, definitely check it out. I mean, if you can even avoid it. Thank you so much, Cynthia. We're all out of time. It's time to wrap up our show as well. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. All right, taking us out, here's Son Woo-jung with Sang Sang, Beyond My Dreams. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.